With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The air here in Washington State this summer won't be filled with smoke from wildfires as much as it will be with anticipation of the official launch of the Cosmic Crisp Apple. Washington State's newest apple has been the buzz now for a couple of years, and Proprietary Management Marketing Director Catherine Grandy says we're mere months away.
The apple will harvest in, probably we're projecting at this time, around October 1st, and it's an apple that is best suited to sit for a little bit and allow the starch and sugars to get to the best levels for a good eating quality.
She says a lot of people have been involved to help decide the best time for the release.
Our industry, you know, helped set the quality standards so that we could have the best fruit and best tasting fruit going to market.
So Grandy says you won't find it in the stores until a little bit later.
The industry quality standards committee with PVM will and WSU will continue to look at those standards throughout this first year. And, you know, it'll be basically a working document and a working plan. So we really believe we're going to have great quality apples going to market starting December 1st.
Listen tomorrow for more on the Cosmic Crisp 2019 debut. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us as always is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell me, I need to know how you can make sure you have return bloom next year.
Fruit set, thinning, alternate bearing, crop load, and return bloom are all points in time when an orchardist is worried about their apple crop. Too much fruit this year can lead to poor return bloom next year. So in come the plant growth regulators again.
Well, we've talked about PGRs before, but they can help bloom for next year?
Yes. There's a bit of a window between June drop and July when the fruit no longer responds to thinning agents and before the fruit responds to ripening agents. That's when you apply another type of PGR, like NAA, to set fruit beds for next year.
Wow, small window and complicated.
Plus, you shouldn't spray NAA when the daytime temperatures are over 85 degrees, so hopefully our temperatures drop a bit.
Oh, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.